Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
I am a nurse. How am I supposed to wash, dress and care for a patient at 68 years of age? My back and knees are wrecked as it is. How will I be able to roll a 30-year-old to tend to them when I am nearly 70? Just another example of the reaction to this pension issue. 51551 continues. Joe at rt.ie. Josie, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
You contacted us after the series of calls we've been getting began with Marion, who contacted us on Monday. Her son-in-law is now identifying as a woman and he's about to undergo reassignment surgery, but he wants to tell his children, her grandchildren, and she was very upset, and she's very upset for her daughter as well. Then Mary contacted us about her husband, who she discovered after 21 years was gay, and they're now separated, obviously, and he's now in a new homosexual relationship. And she was very upset, mainly talking about the position that she was left in. What happened in your case, Josie?
Well, I listened to Mary, and it brought an awful lot back for me, and I was in the exact same position. I was in a relationship for 16 years. And married and had children and divorced, and years later found out then that my ex-husband is gay. Mm-hmm. And he's living a life now in a new relationship, and seemingly oblivious to, I suppose, the devastation that he caused in my life.
Yeah.
And left behind.
And you discovered after the marriage broke up, but looking back on it, do you see the marriage breakup as related to his sexuality?
Well, the marriage was full of lies. Mm. And I could never pinpoint what the lies were about or what he was trying to hide. And I thought I'd gone through everything in my head as to what it could possibly be.
Yeah.
Until it got to a point where I couldn't take the lies anymore. Where I knew he was blatantly lying, and lying to my face, even when I presented the truth to him, and what he was saying wasn't, couldn't possibly be true, he still claimed that what he was telling me was true. And I couldn't go on with the marriage any longer, and as far as I was concerned, he was a liar. I didn't know what he was lying about. I knew I couldn't live with it any longer. I knew I deserved better than that.
Mm-hmm.
I knew our children deserved better than that. So when I found out that he was gay, I suppose it explained an awful lot.
Yeah.
And sort of maybe some pieces fell into place.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that I ever suspected, because I didn't. But I had exhausted, I thought, all avenues. Obviously, there was one avenue I hadn't considered. And so this was the reason. This was what all the deceit was about. This was what all the lies were about, was, I presume, hiding his true.
And you say, Josie, there were episodes where you confronted him.
Mm-hmm.
Now you didn't, but looking back on those episodes, do you believe they were connected with his hidden sexuality?
Well, Joe, I don't know. I mean, he's never given me the courtesy of an explanation.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that there was one incident happened, and he claimed to have been assaulted and money stolen. There was always money problems. There was always money missing.
Okay.
Wages not coming home, that kind of thing. And, you know, we had a young family and a mortgage, and I was working, but there was never enough to pay all the bills, and the mortgage was falling into arrears.
And that episode, as you say, that episode where he said he was assaulted, do you believe he was assaulted now, looking back?
No, I never believed it from the minute he told me.
And what do you think happened?
I don't know, but to prove to myself that I wasn't going mad,
okay,
I went to the hospital to pay his charge.
The A&E charge, yeah.
Yes, exactly. And they couldn't find a record of him having attended. So then I went to the guards, the local station, and where he had claimed to have reported and been assisted by the guards to get to hospital. So I went to the guards and I asked for an update. And the guard who was on duty that night phoned me later on and confirmed with me the details. I was checking up on the person, the date, the place. And he said to me, I don't know how to tell you this, but we have no record of that assault.
And but was he injured?
He had a plaster on his forehead. I could have done a better job myself.
But he also said, he said the money had been robbed on him. It's not the other element of it. Yes, okay.
So that evening, I said to him, look, what happened? And don't tell me what you've told me before, because I know it's not true. And he repeated the exact same story, that he had been at the ATM, and he got jumped and his wages were taken. And I said, but I know that's not true. I said, I've been to the hospital. I've been to the guards.
Yeah.
And they have no record of you attending. And he said, I'm telling you what happened. And I said, you're not, you're lying. And I said, I know you're lying 100%. And we can't go on if you keep lying.
Mm.
Like, this is the end of the road. This is make or break for us. And he said, what I'm telling you happened, happened.
So we stood by the story. Were there any other incidents now, looking back, that you...
Oh, there was too many, Joe. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know where I'd start. You know, I found out a week after we got married that he had been phoning premium call numbers right up until our wedding day.
Yeah.
I confronted him about that. I was absolutely devastated. We were still on our honeymoon. And he said that he needed support and he wasn't ringing sex lines. He was ringing to chat to people because he was worried about work. He was worried about his business. You know, and I said, what about me? You know.
And children, Josie, which is the initial propulsion of Marion's call. She was very worried about the children when they will discover imminently that their father is transitioning.
I found out, and it's not that he volunteered the information, he contacted me by text about 6 years after we'd split up to say he needed to talk to me, which would be quite unusual.
Right.
So we arranged to meet in a coffee shop, and while we were there, he told me, because the boys were due to stay with him overnight, and he said, I just wanted to let you know I have somebody staying in the house. Right. And I said, well, who? And he said, it's a friend.
Yeah.
And I said, well, if our children are going to stay with you, I need to know more information about your friend. And he says, well, what can I say? It's a friend. And I said, well, is it male or female? And he said, male. And I said, are you gay? And he said, yes. So that was the first time that I suppose I had it confirmed.
And you had it confirmed at that stage because you had your suspicions or had heard?
Well, but 5 years before that, a rumour had got back to me that he was gay. And at the time, it was a friend of mine that told me she'd heard it through somebody else.
Yeah.
And I didn't react. Whatever way she expected me to react, I didn't react. And she was shocked. And I said, no, maybe that makes sense, because I can't figure out what he's been hiding. I don't know what it is, and I've driven myself daft. Maybe that makes sense. So I went to a friend of mine who I thought would know if he was. And I asked him, I said, tell me straight, is he gay? And I was told I can't confirm it, but I've had my suspicions.
Okay.
Now, at that stage, the children were extremely young.
Yeah.
And there was an awful lot else going on with the house being sold and the whole lot. So I had to, I couldn't find out for definite. So I suppose I put it to the back of my mind and continued on with being busy. So when he said yes, that was the first time I had confirmation, right. I suppose. And
we spoke to Marion and Mary about support. What support did you get, Josie? Because obviously, I know you were separated, but you were devastated when you discovered that your husband all along was gay.
Yeah.
And did he ever say why he married you?
I met him about a week later. I asked him to meet me about a week later. And I asked him, I said, why? How long have you known?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, all my life.
And why didn't he?
And that was so hurtful to me because he lied the whole way through our marriage. And I thought, why couldn't he just tell me one more lie? You know, and say he only realized lately or whatever,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But, like, why couldn't he just tell me one more lie? Did he have to be so hurtful? And he was so blatant. You know, he said, look, I saw a kid getting beat up when I was younger because he was gay.
Mm.
And I thought, that's never going to happen to me. And I said, well, you stood in a church in front of our families and you married me. And he says, well, I knew there was no other way you'd marry me if I didn't go to the church. And I just felt used as a cover story for him so that he could cover up who he really was. And I believe he continued to live a life of secrecy. And I felt used, I felt abandoned, I felt worthless. And I went to try and get some support for me and to try and figure out whether it was best that the children should find out or not find out.
Yeah.
And if they should find out, at what point should they find out? How should they find out? Who should tell them? And I couldn't find anywhere. I searched high up and low down. And this has gone back a number of years.
Yeah.
Maybe things have changed since then. I don't know. But I went on to... eventually, I spoke to someone in Jigsaw.
Yeah.
In relation to the children. But again, they weren't really able to help. They didn't have a whole lot of experience at that scenario and weren't able to offer, but they said that if I decided to tell them, that they would be there to support the children afterwards.
And how did the children find out, Josie?
So after a couple of months, I couldn't live with lying to the children because I thought their dad had lied to them.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to be party to that. And yet I had been dragged into this scenario that I was forced with either breaking this awful news or helping him to cover up and continue lying. So I decided, no, that the best thing was for the children to know.
Okay.
I also thought it was better for them to hear it from him and not from me because I didn't want it to, them to be think that I was making this up, you know.
Good point, and I thought it
would be more difficult for them to face him afterwards if he wasn't there when it happened.
And did he tell them?
So we were together
when
he told them.
And what's happening now? I know you're long separated. Have you contact, or have your children got contact with their father?
Well, for a while after they found out, they didn't want to have anything to do with them. And a couple of months later, I encouraged the older to get in touch with them and to just meet for a coffee, go for a hot chocolate and spend an hour and just break the ice, as it were. And they did that. And so they continued then to see him on and off. As in, it was his choice to see them on and off, not theirs. He was never particularly good at seeing them regularly. So he kept up the same relationship with them as he had before they found out that he was gay. Now, they don't see him now. They each decided on their own terms that they weren't happy with. He continues to lie. He continues to let them down. Okay. He continues to be untruthful with them. And they can see that now they're older.
Yeah.
And so they've decided that they need some time out from the relationship with him. And he doesn't pursue a relationship with them.
And is that because he's gay, or they feel he's disingenuous?
No. They have been absolutely fantastic with accepting that he is gay, and they have been fantastically supportive of the situation that I found myself in. But it's to do with the fact that he lies and he's not truthful. They don't feel like he knows them. You know, they individually feel that they have to, you know, he asks the same, to quote my youngest, silly questions.
Okay. Josie, thanks indeed for your contact. And you're a remarkable, remarkable person with a remarkable children. But Josie, thank you indeed, and kind regards. Thank you, Josie.